You are listening to Power Up Your Team podcast with host Martina Kuhlmeier, helping women small business owners like you build a resilient team so you can scale up and win in the marketplace. Hello and thank you for tuning in. Don't we all wish we had more time? But all we have are 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Welcome to episode 22 of Power Up Your Team podcast. The show notes can be found online at powerupyourteam.com/22. Today I will discuss a great routine to bond with your team and proactively ensure everyone is positioned to work successfully. As business owner and CEO, you want to be sure your team is working effectively and work is flowing seamlessly so your customers are serviced well. Sometimes you find yourself hesitant to delegate important matters. It's not that you don't trust the individuals on your team, but you question your team's ability to collaborate well so everyone can do their part. Especially in times when not everyone sits in one office because people are working remotely, then it is more difficult to determine if people may have questions or are lacking information or material to do their work. There may be instances where you find out after the fact that issues popped up and work hasn't gotten done. As a result, you are rather doing a lot of the heavy lifting yourself, so you don't have to extensively review your team's work or clean up a mess. So here is a simple way to keep your fingers on the pulse. Spend 15 minutes with your team either daily, bi-weekly or weekly, depending on the flow of work. And let me explain what I mean by flow of work. In a call center, where people review call metrics daily, it makes sense to spend 15 minutes each morning to ensure everyone is positioned for success. In an accounting department, where people work to deliver a monthly book close, weekly 15 minutes may be enough to ensure everything is on track. A weekly cadence may also work well for a sales organization to align everyone around prospecting and customer touchpoints for the upcoming week. These 15-minute morning meetings are called huddles in the Lean Six Sigma operating environment and are also known as stand-up meetings in information technology departments. Stand-up because the meeting is so short that it's not worth finding a conference room and sit down. You also may know huddle activity from sports. At a football game, you see the players gathering in a close circle, aligning on their strategy for the next offensive play. And that's precisely what these 15-minute meetings are doing for your business. The key question to address is everyone positioned to win? Do all team members have what they need to be successful in their job on that day or during that week? You as leader have a facilitative role. That means you ensure everyone attending the huddle has a chance to speak up and ask questions while you are listening to ensure that your team has a plan to execute. This short touch point with your team has a grounding function. It sends a signal that everyone is responsible to generate collective success. Therefore, it is a team-building event as much as it is reassurance for you that work will get done and every team member has clarity on what they need to contribute. We are in it to win it, whatever winning means in your business. You want to be sure your team starts off the day or week with a collective, positive can-do attitude. During the huddle, you need to ensure that team members surface any problems that get in the way of success. And then your job is to motivate and support them in their problem-solving efforts. Remember, a huddle is not a pity party where they give you a list of things to fix. There are two things to keep in mind as you are designing your 15-minute routines: the purpose and the structure. The purpose is constant and simple. Ensure your team is engaged and positioned to delight your customers by executing and improving the work. The specific structure you choose is flexible depending on your type of business and the size of your team. If you have several layers in your organization, you can design a complete huddle system to ensure different levels of the organization can engage so that information and action gets to the place of impact. If you're wondering how to set up a huddle structure to ensure quick flow of information between teams and organizational layers, go online to powerupyourteam.com and book a strategy session with me. It's 90 minutes to insight and action. A huddle agenda can look like this. The wins and successes since last huddle, key insights and learnings, key upcoming work items, and problems raised and resolved. It is important to huddle regularly and making sure everyone's voice is heard. Building these 15-minute meetings into your calendar will give you assurance that everyone knows their priorities and your team has a plan to win. As a result, you have peace of mind to work more on your business and less in your business. Thank you for listening to Power Up Your Team podcast. Leave a review about this episode and share it with other women business owners. Show notes can be found online at powerupyourteam.com.